Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
Now, every Wednesday on Hot 102.7 Business, our listener question, and tonight from Santosh Gunpath, who got hold of us at business@hot1027 and writes, "Dear Jeremy, your business show is great with the correct blend of business erudition, banter and rapport with guests." Santosh, we think exactly the same thing. Well, no doubt you will be aware, he goes on to write, of Club Med opening in KZN next year, and he believes it's going to be a significant contributor of revenue for South African tourism as well as the province. He goes on to write, "Please consider an interview with the role players at Club Med as to what the establishment will look like, who the target market is, and particularly with a focus on rates. Is it going to be South African local pricing or international pricing just in Rand?" Well, I believe he is lying on a lounger, on a towel, with a cocktail right next to him, and it's Chris Du Toit, who is Development Director at Collins Residential. Chris, good evening to you. Thank you so much for joining us. Just tell us, first of all, where does Collins fit into all of this?
Good evening, Jeremy, and thank you for the opportunity. The Collins Group is the developer and one of the major investors in this endeavor. We've been engaging with Club Med since they first started looking around South Africa, you know, approximately 15, 16 years ago. So we became their partners in 2018, and we've been developing this concept and this resort ever since, and got into the ground and started construction in March this year.
Give me a sense of the location and why that specific area was chosen.
So the resort is located north of Ballito. I think a lot of the listeners will know the area. It's in a little town called Tinley Manor, and the site was selected by Club Med after obviously an extensive search for a suitable site. And there are a few key requirements for Club Med. First of all, is its accessibility. So it's near an international airport, King Shaka in this case. Warm seawater, because their guests like to swim in the sea. And globally, all their beach resorts have got warm seawater and sunny beaches. And then thirdly is climate. So they're looking at locations with 10 months of reasonably good weather every year, which obviously KZN offers.
It ticks all the boxes, doesn't it? So give me an overview then, Chris, of what it's going to look like, and particularly what guests can expect.
So the resort, the beach resort, so there's two elements to this. There's a beach resort and then a bush lodge, which offers guests the opportunity to see Big Five Game reserves, a Big Five Game in South Africa as well. So the beach resort is 345 rooms with 66 villas. So at full capacity, there'll be between 900 and 1,000 people in this resort with full amenities and facilities. I'm talking tennis courts, paddle courts, many multiple swimming pools, villages with restaurants and bars and entertainment and excursions, beach activities, the whole lot. So this is an all-inclusive resort where guests will come and enjoy South Africa's sunny beaches and wonderful weather.
Are you confident, or have you done the risk analysis to make sure that the right provincial and municipal infrastructure is in place to support a project of this magnitude? Because the guest numbers that you are expecting are very high, as you've just told me.
Yeah, that's right. We've had wonderful support from both our district municipality, our local municipality, and the provincial government. All the infrastructure is available, and they've really assisted us with getting all the approvals in place. Of course, with a resort of this size, we do make some contingency plans as well in terms of water storage and backup electricity generation. But overall, we're very happy that, you know, these facilities will run as they should.
So I think as we're having this conversation, Chris, Santosh is packing his bag. You might be a little early, though, Santosh, because it's only going to be ready next year. But nothing like getting prepared ahead of time. One of the things that he does raise, and I think it's a good point, is could you discuss the pricing strategy for me? Is this going to be a strong focus on attracting local South African guests or internationals?
Yeah, just to Santosh's point, the resort will open June 2026, so you'll have to wait a little bit longer. But yeah, in terms of the market, this will be the first Club Med resort on mainland Africa, sub-Sahara. So, you know, they've got existing resorts in Northern Africa and Mauritius and the Seychelles, of course. But this is the only Club Med resort where there's a very strong domestic market as well. Club Med sends approximately 13,000 South Africans to their international ski and beach resorts every year, and they've got a South African database of 25,000 guests. So there's a very strong domestic market here, and you know the resort will be appropriately priced for South African travelers as well and South African guests with an all-inclusive offering. But there's also a very strong international demand, and we'll see a lot of international travelers coming to this resort. Club Med, they set their pricing in accordance with your country of origin. So, for an example, a French guest coming to South Africa will pay in euros, and then South Africans coming to the resort here will obviously be priced in rand. So it will be very competitive, and it will definitely include our strong domestic market as well.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I see a bit of a dichotomy in offering. On the one hand, you're offering a conference center for up to 500 delegates, which I guess is important in contributing to business tourism in the region. And we all know for every business tourist that arrives, there's normally a couple of days tacked on afterwards, which then becomes leisure tourism. But are you not being a little confusing when it comes to brand identity? Is it a business destination or a family destination, or are you able to split the two offerings effectively?
Yes, Jeremy, that's a very good question. We are able to split the two offerings effectively. As I mentioned earlier, Club Med have got a loyal following with South Africans already, but they also take approximately 2,000 South African corporates abroad every year for conferences and business activities. So there's strong demand from South African corporates to have these facilities available. If you think around the market, there's not a lot of facilities where you can host your employees on big conferences anyway. So there's a strong domestic business demand. But yes, first and foremost, this is a family-orientated and a family all-inclusive resort for families.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you make a very good point. As long as those employees don't have too much fun, they've got to focus on the work as well. But let me not be the person who ruins the party. Tell me what your strategy is regarding sustainability, because these days, unless you have eco-friendly practices, you're not going to get the kind of ratings that you need.
Yeah, that's right. So the construction is in accordance with the Green Star Building Council regulations, and we're looking to achieve approximately a 4-star Green Building Council rating for the construction side, but then also operationally, the Green Globe Global Standards of Sustainable Operations is also a key milestone and achievement for us in this resort. So it will tick all the sustainability boxes from procurement, construction to operations, and will be one of the only all-inclusive resorts, certainly in this country, that achieves these ratings. So we're very excited about that.
And Chris, just finally, because Santosh is now calling an Uber to come down, I would imagine, to the resort. So successful have you been in painting this very rosy picture. Have you quantified or crunched the numbers in terms of what kind of contribution this is going to make to the regional tourism economy of Northern KZN?
That's a very difficult one to answer. But what we can say is that, you know, we're creating approximately 1,500 construction jobs and 550 permanent jobs here in the local area. And, you know, the overall impact on the economy is significant because you'll have, you know, more than 50, up to 100 small, medium enterprises being developed around this resort to supply goods and services into the resort. So, you know, the knock-on effect of something like this being introduced into the local economy is significant, and we're very excited about the opportunities that this is going to create for KZN and South Africa and, you know, the people in the local area.
All right. Well, Santosh Gunpath, I hope we've answered the questions that you sent us tonight. You mailed us, by the way, at business@hot1027.co.za, and we air the listener question every Wednesday on the program. And I am going to thank Chris Du Toit, Development Director at Collins Residential. Appreciate your time tonight, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs on MoneyWeb.